This is One More Round with Chad Hastie, a podcast that covers politics, sports, cigars, and whatever else may be on our minds. Tune in to the Chad Hastie Show weekday mornings, 8:30 to 11 on 790 KFYO or online at KFYO.com. And be sure to follow Chad on Twitter at Chad Hastie Radio. Now, here's Chad.
The news surrounding Obamacare just gets worse and worse for Democrats out there. According to Fox News and the Congressional Budget Office, Obamacare could lead to the loss of nearly 2.3 million U.S. jobs. The long-term effect of Obamacare on the U.S. economy, rewritten Tuesday with the Congressional Budget Office issuing a revised projection that nearly 2.5 million workers could opt out of full-time jobs over the next 10 years. That allows employers to wipe 2.3 million full-time jobs off the books completely. Budget experts say that because Obamacare offers an insurance alternative to employer-provided coverage, many Americans who had or who have right now full-time jobs may decide to work part-time or not at all and to get their coverage from the exchanges. Now, that's, I guess, the sunny side of things. The other way of looking at this is that you're going to have a lot of employers, which has already happened, by the way, knock down full-time workers to part-time or just get rid of people completely because of, oh, I don't know, if Democrats get their way, the minimum wage will go up. So no matter how you look at things, it looks as though jobs are going to be lost here. And that's not necessarily a good thing, really, in anyone's mind. The Congressional Budget Office saying, well, people could opt out of their job. They could decide not to work. Yeah, I'm sure. Well, what kind of government benefits they're going to be wanting to get if they can just get their Obamacare, maybe some food stamps. Wonder what else they'll be opting to get. No matter how you look at this, this is not good news for the Democrats and for you House Republicans out there who are even thinking about bringing up immigration or even talking about the minimum wage. Why would you go there? You have a report saying that 2.5 million jobs could go away, 2.3 million jobs completely will go away. Why do you want to talk about immigration right now? Again, it makes no sense. Hopefully, House Republicans will abandon their plan to talk about immigration and to try to solve immigration this year. Remember to find me on Twitter at Chad Hastie Radio. Follow me at Chad Hastie Radio on Twitter. You can send me an email, Chad at KFYO.com. That's Chad at KFYO.com. And don't forget to tune in to the Chad Hastie Show weekday mornings, 8:30 to 11 on News Talk 790 KFYO. I am Chad Hastie, and this has been One More Round.